Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Five Massachusetts Democrats remain in the race to take on incumbent U.S. Senator Scott Brown in next year's election. While Elizabeth Warren is considered a clear Democratic frontrunner, the other candidates are not backing down. In fact, several are speaking out on some of the same economic issues that comprise the heart of Warren's campaign. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis got a firsthand look at some of the sparring at a forum in Easton last night on the campus of Stonehill College. And Bianca joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about what happened last night.
It was raucous, actually. At times, I thought the people in the audience, the voters, might revolt because they found the questions frivolous and the moderators didn't ask weightier questions about Iran, for example. And one candidate in particular stood out for really pushing frontrunner Elizabeth Warren on some issues. Listen to this question on Occupy Boston and whether occupiers should be allowed to bring in winterized tents. You'll hear Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren and then immigration attorney Marissa DeFranco.
Everyone has to follow the law, including the people on Wall Street.
When you say that everyone has to follow the law, it actually bothers me because it makes a presumption that people are breaking the law.
No, it doesn't. No,
it does. Let me finish. And you know what? Rosa Parks broke the law. There is such a thing called, as a tradition in this country, as civil disobedience. And the women who wanted suffrage standing outside, Wilson didn't want to hear from them.
Bianca, was it just Marissa DeFranco going after Warren? What about the other candidates?
DeFranco was certainly the most aggressive. She really drew a distinction between herself and Warren in this debate. State Rep Tom Conroy and engineer Herb Robinson did that a lot less. But listen to this exchange. When all the candidates agreed that there should have been more prosecutions on Wall Street after market collapses and the subprime mortgage mess, Warren said that funding of watchdog agencies is part of the problem.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is an agency that has the capacity to help hold Wall Street accountable, some of the largest financial firms on Wall Street. It doesn't get all of its tools in place until it has a director confirmed by Congress. And what we have right now is 45 senators, 45 Republican senators, who have said they will confirm no director.
But former federal prosecutor James King jumped in with this.
Let me just say that I wish the Consumer Protection Bureau is the most successful bureau in the history of federal government.
Your mouth to God's ears.
You know, but that's not where criminal prosecutions lie, and it's not where it should lie. It's not within their jurisdiction. And you don't need a lot of people at the bureau to refer criminal investigations to the Justice Department.
Okay, so they proved last night that they can maybe differ or bicker.
Yes.
On some of the issues as they nibble around the edges. But are there really very many differences between these five Democrats?
Well, DeFranco appeared further to the left than the rest of the group. She said she was the only one of the candidates who supports single-payer health care, and no one disagreed with her. When the candidates talked about how to address the growing income gap in America, for example, Warren talked about investing in education, whereas other candidates like Conroy and King talked about adjusting the tax rates. And DeFranco talked about strengthening unions.
Give us a sense of the crowd last night, Bianca. What sort of reception did the candidates get from the several hundred people who were on hand?
Well, as we might expect, people responded well to Elizabeth Warren. The big surprise for everyone was Marissa DeFranco. People like that she spoke out and that she appeared well-informed on a variety of issues. She mirrored the anger people in the room have about economic inequalities and the situation in this country right now. Listen to Kathy Godbottom from Weymouth.
I think the three men could go home. I like Marissa and I like Elizabeth. It's the second time I've heard both of them speak. I tend to support Elizabeth Warren, mainly because I think she's the one most likely to take out Senator Brown, and I would like to see him gone.
When I left, there were two large groups of people swarming around Warren and DeFranco, while the rest of the candidates looked kind of lonely. Voters, of course, just like Godbottom said, that they felt like Warren will have a better shot at beating Senator Scott Brown.
This campaign has a long way to go over the next year, and WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis will be on it. Bianca, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.